And now this is a dictation for Ray, R-A-Y, Ray, Branstron, B-R-A-N-S-T-R-O-N, August 552, address as a letter to Roberta Han, H-A-H-N, NP 817-4601. Dear Roberta, this is a follow-up for Mr. Branstrom, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, last visit November. He comes in person with wife, excuse me, with sister, Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Back in December 28, he fell because of ice condition. He did not look for medical attention until 3 days later, when a friend or family found him unresponsive, transferred to Clare Hospital, C-L-A-R-E, transferred to Hurley, H-U-R-L-E-Y, for neurosurgical evaluation, intracranial bleeding detected on occipital lobe, did not require surgical procedure. Has problems of right-sided hemianopsia, cannot, on both eyes affected. He caught coronavirus in the hospital, but there was no pneumonia, respiratory failure. He cannot live independent anymore. He is following now neurology in Midland. They just did a CT scan angiogram to not show any significant stenosis. Of course, he was exposed to IV contrast. He has memory issues, although improving. He's unsteady, but no recent falling episode. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no problems with urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Review system otherwise is negative. Presently, no headaches. No problems with chewing, swallowing, or speech. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Bumex as the only blood pressure, diabetes treatment for enlargement of the prostate, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, blood pressure, 118.66 on the left-sided. Breath sounds decrease on the left base, although no RALWISes, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. There is an increase as one from valve replacement. No abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, 2-3 plus edema bilateral. He's wearing a too short compressing stockings that needs to reach at least the knee or above. He did have problems of right-sided hemianopia, anopsia. I asked him to read the word head. He couldn't do it. He started spelling it by each letter. He says that he's able to write easier than reading since the trauma. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistry is in April, creatinine 1, which is baseline or improved. That will be a GFR better than 60. In March, anemia 12.1, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate, probably from diuretics, and normal albumin calcium liver testing. Prior diabetes A1C 7.7, normal B12 folic acid, normal magnesium, normal thyroid. Other vitamins normal. Iron studies low normal. Low HDL, cholesterol not increased. No albumin in the urine less than 30 milligrams per gram. Prior atrial flutter without recurrence. And next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent fall, ice condition, with trauma of occipital area, most recent CT scan, encephalomalacia, permanent changes of right hemianopsia, as well as some memory issues. Next number, CKD stage 3 to normal. Next number, prior mechanical mitral valve replacement. Presently, patient not anticoagulated from above neurological event. Next number, prior coronary artery bypass, atrial flutter, atrial fibrillation, and MACE procedure. Next number, chronic elevation of the left hemidiaphragm, which is probably the reason for breast density decrease in that area. Next number, no evidence of significant stenosis on CT scan angiogram of cerebral arteries and branches. Come back on the next 6 to 9 months, end of dictation.